let's see. Larried a couple of poems which are more surrealistic in tone. The imagery comes out of its emotional needs more than anything else in the poem, more a dreamlike kind of imagery in it. This is a poem called Preparation for Travel. Although the poem may seem somewhat cluttered or confused to you as it goes along, I think it clarifies at the end of the poem. It was written for my wife before we were married. And the poem, I think, in a strange way, although it doesn't have any sense of a traditional tone to it, is as about a simpler thing as death and alienation and love as a possible solace to those things. It's called Preparation for Travel, for Linda. Someone has lost a note from his mother. Another has bad wings. Also, reader, I hope you are home in between cool linens. For although the door opens, no one comes in. I am locked in a house where everyone flies up. One by one, God is removing us. Pray for us. His large head, like a horned owl's, comes between the trees, and I believe he is coming here, so that I hug my knees, learning solicitude, to watch my wristwatch like a silkworm spin. The fortunate man sleeps, and his dream goes over the gates, gathering speed by dried ponds, lawns, constant headlights, and more peaceable homes. When at last that dream rests, it is a sheet over the sea. The angel also goes by, coming here. And we here, outside the asylum's gate, are packing, although there is no solution. I hear the angel speak, kindly, but we are denied companions. For my birthday, God gave me 10,000 white birds so that I would not be alone, but I am. So I am writing to you the only poem I ever write, badly but in sincerity. I am trying to love you. Love me. I have no shame.